Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thanks so much for joining me today on The Daily Hit. Visit jasonjohncalward.com for these podcasts and additional content. And I'd love to hear your feedback and verse recommendations. You can do all of that on the website or my social media. Again, thanks for listening. Please share this with your friends. Let's get to today's verse. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 are super encouraging. Here's what the Bible says. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. That is a beautiful, beautiful verse. And here's why. This is what this verse does for me. I compare Galatians 5, 22 and 23, what we call the fruit of the Spirit, with Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21, which I call the fruit of the flesh. And here's what that says. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I'm telling you, you want to talk about contrasting lists. My goodness, those two lists are completely and totally opposite. And I don't know about you, but I want to live with love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. I want to exercise those traits in my life. But here is what I've come to conclusion of. After over 2 decades in ministry, over 3 decades of being a Christian, and over 4 decades of being alive, here's what I've discovered as the truth. That there are two forces in my life. Paul talks about this in Romans chapter 7. Two forces that are trying to dictate the fruit that is created in my life. One is the flesh, and one is the Spirit. And I can easily look back over the last week of my life. My goodness, most of us can look back over the last 24 hours of our lives and see if we were using more of the flesh or more of the Spirit. Was I patient today? Or was I in a fit of rage today? Was I operating in kindness? Or was I causing dissensions? Was I being faithful? Or was I manipulating circumstances so that I could get my way? It's one or the other. And we're very rarely in the gray area. It's typically one of those two things. You know, this is a lot like the idea of a tug of war. In psychology, there's this idea of the id, the ego, and the superego. The id being that crazy part of you that just wants what it wants, and then the superego being your conscience that's trying to get you to do the right thing. And then in the middle of that, you have your ego, which is kind of like yourself, and you're being pulled back and forth. And in a lot of ways, that's like the flesh and the Spirit. You have the flesh, which is like the id. I want what I want right now. I don't care the consequences. And then you have your superego, which is like the Holy Spirit, you know, trying to help you do the right thing. And then you have your ego, yourself, your soul in the middle, that's in the midst of this tug of war, trying to do this, trying to do that, whatever. But here is the truth. Here's the discovery here, is that I don't get Galatians 5, 22 and 23 without the Holy Spirit. Okay, because those things that we find in 22 and 23 that we want in our lives so badly, those are fruits of the Spirit. And that means that if I'm going to operate in those things, I've got to be operating in the Spirit. Now, I have plenty of flesh. The flesh came with me when I was born, but the Spirit is something that I have to invite in, something that I have to develop even. The Holy Spirit is a person, and I have to give him more and more opportunity in my life to do what he wants to do so that those fruits can be established in my life. Do you need self-control? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, disciplining your flesh is only going to get you a certain level of self-control. There's a level of self-control that only comes because of the Holy Spirit's operation within your life. So one of the main things that we invite people to do at our church, at least, is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, whether you think you got filled with the Holy Spirit at salvation or some separate instance really doesn't matter. Just be filled with the Spirit, even now in this moment. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you fresh and new. I may have done something that grieved the Holy Spirit yesterday. I may have poured out yesterday and I need to be filled back up. Whatever it is, today I ask that, Holy Spirit, you fill me fresh and new today. Why? Not only because I want the relationship that comes with the Holy Spirit and the tons of other benefits, more than just Jiminy Cricket on my shoulder trying to tell me to do the right thing, but a relationship with God, the knowledge that I am a child of God because of the Holy Spirit. But what I want is the fruit of the Spirit evident in my life. And if I'm going to have the fruit of the Spirit evident in my life, it means that I have to have the Holy Spirit active in my life. So I decrease my flesh and I increase the Holy Spirit's action within my life. And what is the result? It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Invite the Holy Spirit into your day today. I promise you're going to see a difference. If you're in the North Houston area and are looking for a great church home, visit freedomdl.com. And to financially support this podcast with a tax-deductible donation, visit jasonjohncowart.com/partner.